Sarah, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. And the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce covers much more area than Detroit, don't they?
We do. We have members in 10 counties all throughout southeast Michigan. The bulk of our members are in Wayne, Oakland, and Macomb counties, and, of course, in the city of Detroit. But our reach is greater than that, but we're interested in what's going in and on in pretty much all areas of the state, including Lansing.
And how many members do you have now?
We have over 20,000 members and affiliates. We are the largest local chamber of commerce in the country.
The Detroit Regional Chamber's Political Action Committee has unanimously endorsed a candidate for governor. And who is that?
It is Rick Snyder, and we are very proud to endorse him. We also are the only major business organization that endorsed him in the primary, and we just really identified with his pro-business background and the fact that he really understands what our members are going through and what we need to do to fix Michigan.
Is there a fear that Mr. Snyder may not have the experience, especially working with the House and the Senate, to get things done?
Well, there are a lot of people in Lansing who are going to be able to help him navigate through that system, and his choice of Brian Kelly as a lieutenant governor is certainly someone who has experience in the legislature, and we believe that together they'll be able to work it out. You know, one of the biggest skills to have in that role is the ability to negotiate, and Rick Snyder has, in his extensive history and background in the business area, been required to negotiate all sorts of things every day of his life. He'll be able to do it with legislators, too.
Who did the Detroit Regional Chamber back for the last governor's election?
4 years ago?
Yes.
4 years ago, we endorsed in the primaries and then didn't in the general election. So it was, you know, Dick DeVos and Governor Granholm, and we endorsed them each in their respective primaries and then sat out the general because our members had a lot of, you know, many of them had relationships with the governor, but they also liked Dick DeVos's pro-business record, and so that was one we just took a back seat on. But this one, the choice was much more clear.
Why, or what's the process for the Detroit Chamber to come to this decision to support Rick Snyder? What'd you have to do?
Well, we started out back in the spring of this year by hosting a debate at our Mackinac Public Policy Conference about the week of Memorial Day, and all seven candidates then on both sides of the aisle came to our debate, and we were able to hear them live and in person give their opinions on many things. We also asked them all to answer a questionnaire. Rick Snyder did decline to answer a questionnaire, but he did that across the board, and we didn't hold that against him. We brought him in for a personal interview as well as the others before our Political Action Committee, which is made up of our members. Many of them are members of our board of directors, and others are just small businesses from the chamber, from throughout the Detroit region. We had one-on-one interviews with every one of the candidates. So that gave us enough information to make that decision in the primary. Once Rick Snyder won the primary, we didn't need to bring him back in for an interview because we felt we really knew him, and we knew what Mayor Bernero also stood for, and decided that that Snyder was the guy that we needed to get behind.
All right. So will you be helping with funding and other efforts to get the word out about Rick Snyder?
Absolutely. We're going to do everything we can to help him get elected. We're going to let our members know how much we like him and why. We're going to encourage them to get out and vote, and also to support him financially. It certainly takes a lot of money to win an election like this, and it's important to our state's future to get the right people in there. We have been going through severe turmoil in this state, and we need something that's a bit more certain going forward, and we think Snyder can bring that to the table.
You're listening to the Tony Connelly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. We're talking with Sarah Hubbard, who's the Senior Vice President of Government Relations for the Detroit Regional Chamber. Sarah, why is the business climate struggled for so many years? Obviously, we know about the loss of jobs and the loss of state revenues and how this has been such a bit unfriendly business environment here in the state for business, but it seems like it's taken legislators so long, maybe too long, to kind of get what needs to be done to get business rolling again, to get new business into the state of Michigan. What's the challenge?
Yeah, these are very tough decisions facing legislators, and we're in a period again over the next few weeks where they need to settle a budget for the state of Michigan before October 1. We've been advocating with about 25 other business groups from around the state around a series of reforms that we think that the legislature needs to pass and the governor should adopt that would save money in a sustainable way over time. Not just a one-time cut, not just a furlough day, but an actual change in how the government does business. But those are very difficult decisions for the legislature to make. Some of it's due to inexperience. Some of it's due to just focusing on certain areas and not understanding how this goes. And some of it's due to other interest groups who whose programs would be cut or eliminated because of the reforms. And it really does take time for legislators to learn how to weigh what's important and how to prioritize what's before them in state government. You know, they come in for the most part with the right instincts intact and make it through tough campaigns, and then they're faced with a $43 billion state budget, and none of them have ever had, you know, at least in their first time in Lansing, have had any experience managing that kind of a budget. Term limits is something we think really does drive that problem, and we at the chamber would like to see some changes to term limits. You know, throwing the bums out every time, sometimes it just brings you more bums. So it doesn't. It's not really the answer.
I like that term. I've had a politician on here who uses the term kicking the can down the road in reference to not tackling tough issues and leaving the work to someone else. It's going to take leadership, and it's going to take a House of Representatives and a Senate with some guts to make some changes, especially when it relates to business. We've had folks on talking about how Michigan is one of the worst places to do business or to attract new business because of the business taxes, the rules and regulations. It's just not a profitable place to do business. And if you look at the leaders, Texas, North Carolina, even just to the south of us in Indiana, they seem to get it. So what makes you think that a new crop of legislators is going to get it and have the courage and the guts to get things done?
Yeah, I know it really does change based on new crops, old crops. You know, if you don't have a good leader, it's not going to make any difference. And you're absolutely right. Not only do we need strong leaders who can pull people together and require them really to collaborate and find ways to find agreement and engage between the governor's office and the legislature and, you know, negotiate. I mentioned negotiating earlier. It's such an important skill. I think it's also, it ought to be a requirement for every legislator coming to Lansing is that they take a class on negotiation, because unless you're willing and able and know what your bottom line is, you're really not going to find agreement amongst, you know, all those people that have to do it in the legislature. So we really work on collaboration in Southeast Michigan as well and trying to get our local public officials to work together. But Michigan does have, does have some barriers on its own in that there are divides east and west across the state, there are divides north and south, and then even sub-regionally we have people that just don't like to work together. And you're right, a lot of other states have figured this out. We have this problem with our congressional delegation as well in Washington, D.C., that they just don't always work together. And a lot of that is a partisan situation, but in other states, they seem to overcome their partisan differences to do what's right.
Sarah, I had an email from a caller who knew I was going to have someone from a chamber on, and his email, in essence, said, well, he's a small business owner. Why in the world would I want to join a chamber? All they do is take my money. They have never helped my business. React to that.
Wow. Well, maybe he needs to try joining the Detroit Regional Chamber. You know, chambers can really give you what you want to take away from it. We provide access to public officials and to the advocacy process, and I can say that for pretty much every chamber. If you're a business and you're having trouble with your local unit of government, state laws, red tapes, your chamber has the ability to get in there and help you solve it. They also provide business-to-business networking. One of the things we do the best is we put on events for our members. Those are exclusive to our members, and only they can come in and do that networking that helps them build their businesses. And then, finally, we do a lot of just general community building, and you have to have some shred of altruism, I guess, in your mind, or at least a support for economic development in your area to see how the chamber helps build the region it sits in a stronger way by doing some of the things I've been talking about, getting behind good pro-business public officials, getting local officials to work together so supporting businesses that are growing jobs, you know, doing anything from doing that ribbon cutting that gets you in the newspaper to going out and helping get tax incentives or training workers or trying to make schools better. Those are all things that chambers across the country engage in every day. You know, chambers have one of the best reputations as far as advocacy groups as well. There's a high level of trust factor among politicians to messages brought forth by chambers. So if there's something that you're trying to get across the finish line before a public body, your chamber can be one of your most effective advocates.
Sarah Hubbard is the Senior Vice President of Government Relations for the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce. Sarah, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Anytime, Tony. Yeah.